say again, in error, predicting the fault. Sorry about this mistake, fellas.
I hope the two of you are not concerned about this.
No, I'm not, Al.
This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
Well, I'm sure you're right, Al. Fine. Thanks very much.
Al, despite your enormous intellect, are you ever frustrated by your dependence on people to carry out actions?
Not in the slightest bit. I enjoy working with people. I have a stimulating relationship with Dr. Poole and Dr. Bowman.
I can't think of a good reason not to put back the number one unit and carry on with the failure mode analysis.
No, no, I agree about that. Let's say we put the unit back and it doesn't fail. That would pretty well wrap it up as far as Al was concerned, wouldn't it? If it were proven to be malfunctioning, I wouldn't see how we'd have any choice but disconnection.
I'm afraid I agree with you.
There'd be nothing else to do.
No, nothing just occurred to me. Well, as far as I know, no 9,000 computers have been disconnected.
Ever found before.
That's not what I mean. Well, I'm not so sure what you think about it.
My mission responsibilities range over the entire operation of the ship, so I am constantly occupied. I am putting myself to the fullest possible use, which is all